USA Radio News.
When we glass closed down, that was his idea. And honestly, he got killed. And so he doesn't want to own it. And I said, you know what? Rather than us debating who's owning it, I'll take it.
President Trump talking about a partial government shutdown after a meeting he had today with Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Now, when the media was brought in, things were very contentious, but the president says, actually,
I have to say, I thought it was a very good meeting. When you left, when the press left, we had a fairly long meeting and we really discussed a lot of great subjects.
A terrorism investigation is underway after a deadly mass shooting near a Christmas market in France. At least 2 people were killed and 11 others were hurt. Police are still searching for the gunman, but they have identified him. Stormy Daniels has been ordered to pay almost $300,000 to President Trump for filing a dismissed defamation suit against him, and the Dow was down 53 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The CEO of Google goes before a panel of lawmakers, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the results from Washington.
90% of all internet searches go through Google. That is power. And it comes with responsibility.
Republican House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy there also concerned that the social media giant may be stifling conservative voices. Sundar Pichai denying that and saying protecting user data and privacy has been Google's top priority.
We've invested an enormous amount of work over the years to bring choice, transparency, and control to our users. These values are built into every product we make.
First Lady Melania Trump is helping the Marine Corps make Christmas cards as part of the Toys for Tots program.
Their mission to send messages of hope to children and motivate them to grow into responsible and patriotic citizens and community leaders is so important to our society.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Recapping one of our top stories of the day, today at the White House, President Trump met with Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. Things did get a little bit heated.
We need border security. The wall is a part of border security. You can't have very good border security without the wall.
That is absolutely not true. That is a political promise. Border security is a way to effectively honor our responsibility.
And the experts say you can do border security without a wall, which is wasteful and doesn't solve the problem.
It totally solves the problem.
But I want to take this.
And it's very important.
This has spiraled downwards when we came at a place to say, how do we meet the needs of American people who have needs? The economy has, people are losing their jobs, the market's in a mood, our members are already...
Well, we have the lowest unemployment that we've had in 50 years.
50 people of the Republican Party are losing their offices now because of the transition. People are not... The morale
we've gained in the Senate. Nancy, we've gained in the Senate. Excuse me, did we win the Senate? We won the Senate.
When the president brags that he won North Dakota and Indiana, he's in real trouble.
We did win North Dakota.
This is the most unfortunate thing. We came in here in good faith, and we are entering into a discussion in the public view.
But it's not bad, Nancy. It's called transparency.
And that continued for a little bit longer. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.